the Commander-in-Chief himself, President Barack Obama, visited La Crosse today. In a speech about the economy and strengthening the middle class, he laid out details for his new plan to expand overtime pay for millions of Americans. Here's the president.
When you drive through La Crosse and throughout Wisconsin, when you see communities where kids are thriving and communities are thriving, it's because everybody has a shot. Everybody's working hard. Everybody's pitching in. That's when we're at our best.
WPR's reporter in La Crosse, Maureen McCollum, is here with us now to talk about the president's visit and what he had to say. Maureen, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Maureen, big day in La Crosse. Can you describe the scene there this afternoon?
It was. WPR studios are right next to the building where President Obama was, so I was able to just look out our window and see the line stretching blocks away even early this morning. The first person in line arrived at 3:45 this morning. So to say the people who wanted to go were excited is an understatement. I went out to the airport and watched as Air Force One arrived. And actually, Governor Scott Walker was there to greet him, along with La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and Congressman Ron Kind, as well as sort of 30 people that were involved in a meet and greet. And, you know, everyone wanted to hear what Obama and Walker were going to say to each other. It appeared very lighthearted and friendly. They were laughing with each other. I could not get my microphone close enough. But I know that Governor Walker did give Obama a La Crosse Loggers jersey, which is our baseball team here. The only audio I can make out is Obama saying, "I'm not going to wear a Packers jersey." So that's all I know about the exchange between those two. But I mean, it appeared very friendly. So,
well, how would you describe the overall message that the president was trying to get across today?
His message overall was essentially, it's going to take strengthening the middle class to really build up our economy. He was really focused on, you know, he touted quite a bit of the, as he would probably say, his presidential accomplishments. He said that the last week in the U.S. has been amazing, was his word, referring to Supreme Court decisions on health care and same-sex marriage. He received standing ovations when he talked about both of those issues. But, you know, he said that those issues kind of play into middle-class issues. He said that, you know, in order to move this economy forward, we need to look and make sure that we're making the middle class happy. What feels good to them? How do we treat workers correctly? And he dove into a number of issues that he's either worked on, you know, such as healthcare reform. You know, he says that is built to help the middle class. He touted clean energy, and he talked a bit about the auto industry too, and said that I think the U.S. is on track to sell more cars than it has in many years. And he said that's just a sign that our economy is strengthening. And then he laid out a number of other issues that he'd like to see in the future to really move this country forward.
Right. And starting last week, the president's been talking about his plan to expand overtime pay in America. He got at that today again. Here's a little bit of what he said.
We're making more workers eligible for the overtime that you've earned. And it's one of the single most important steps we can take to help grow middle-class wages. It's going to give as many as 5 million Americans, including 80,000 folks right here in Wisconsin, the overtime protections they deserve.
So the overtime pay issue is a new one for the president. Any sense about how it went over today with the people who were there to see him?
The crowd loved it. I think his quote was, "A hard day's work deserves a fair day's pay." And, you know, I think he received a standing ovation on that issue as well. From what I understand, in order to make this a reality, the Labor Department has to craft these changes and essentially implement them. What the exact details are, I think, has yet to be determined. I even talked with Congressman Ron Kind about that. And even our state representative out of La Crosse, Jill Billings, she even said if the federal government reaches any sort of bumps in the road along this issue, it's something that the state legislature could potentially take up. So, you know, how this plays out is yet to be seen, but it seems like Obama is trying to garner as much support as he can for this idea.
We're talking to WPR's reporter in La Crosse, Maureen McCollum, talking about President Obama's visit today. And one thing the president did was compare Wisconsin to Minnesota. What did he have to say on that front?
When he was talking about Minnesota, he referred to a La Crosse Tribune headline. It was in, I think it was an editorial written by the staff a few months back that basically said Minnesota is winning the border battle. He talked about how, I think he referred to the great experiment going on in Minnesota which asked its top 2% to pay a little more in taxes, and that money is going towards things like kindergarten, and he talked about equal pay and whatnot. But essentially, he said that Minnesota is indeed winning the border battle.
We've got a little bit of that section of the president's remarks as well.
Wisconsin is this extraordinary state filled with extraordinary people. But if you end up having policies that cut education, help folks at the top, aren't expanding opportunity, then it's not going to work. We need better policies.
Now, you get the impression that that is an oblique reference, maybe not so oblique, depending on your point of view, to Governor Walker, who has been in the president's remarks before. Was there any sort of overt tension there between Scott Walker and the president and the policies that they both espouse?
It was interesting because he never mentioned Walker by name, but he definitely alluded to some of the actions that Walker has taken. He talked about cuts to education, to state education, and then I think he made the comment, like, does that sound familiar? And everyone started laughing and cheering. He also talked a bit about cutting workers' rights and saying, we remember how this happened in Wisconsin, and diminishing the power of the unions, and how Obama had said that that's not something he believes, and he feels like unions should be there because he believes in power by numbers, you know, to have groups of advocates, you know, working on behalf of the workers. So there definitely was tension there. I mean, he ripped on the Republicans quite a bit. You know, he talked about, in regards to the Affordable Care Act, like, remember when they talked about death panels? Now we're here to celebrate health care reform, and it's the 4th of July and whatnot. So, I mean, he definitely had a lot of words for Republicans. For Walker specifically, not as much, but definitely some references there.
It sounds as though the tone was a little edgier today. As you said, there were some zingers, including this one.
You know, we've got some healthy competition in the Democratic Party, but I've lost count how many Republicans are running for this job. They'll have enough for an actual Hunger Games.
Well, that's, Maureen, did anything strike you about the tone of the president's speech today?
This is only the second time I've seen the president in person. The first time was back in Missouri just a few days before he was elected president in 2008. And, you know, so there you had a campaign. Today, he just seemed relaxed. He seemed confident. It's almost like he, you know, he laid out his policies, things he has accomplished, things he hopes to accomplish soon. And it's almost like he had this air to him that he knows this is working, whether or not everyone there agreed with him. I mean, the majority there were supporters, but whether or not people agree with him is one thing. But the confidence that he gave off was something.
Now, here we are on the day that Governor Scott Walker has filed his papers with the FEC to run for president. And then here we have President Obama in Wisconsin. Is there anything to that juxtaposition, or is it just incidental?
Oh, goodness. I'm not a political expert on this type of thing. I mean, there, you know, of course, there were a lot of people talking about just the timing and how interesting that was, you know, but I mean, who knows? Who knows why the announcement was made today, and who knows why Obama visited today? I'm sure there's deep meanings that other people could analyze better than I could. But I mean, it's a really fascinating day in Wisconsin politics.
And the La Crosse Tribune, I understand, did a little poking around, and they found that La Crosse has averaged a presidential visit every 4.5 years since George H.W. Bush passed through in 1992. That's a pretty good track record there for a Wisconsin city of 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Why do you think La Crosse gets that kind of attention from presidents?
You know, I talked with a political science assistant professor, Tim Dale, about this yesterday, and he said there are a couple of things. One, we're a border community, so right across the river is Minnesota. So, I mean, there were probably many Minnesota residents at this rally today. We also have Iowa just a few miles away, so you have the tri-state region, brings in different media and whatnot. But also, I think you have a strong base of Republicans and Democrats, people who are very involved in the different parties here, who I think have just been big advocates for this region. Maybe logistically it's easy to get around. You know, it's easy for Air Force One to fly in, get to the event, and get back out. But, you know, I mean, La Crosse is kind of your typical Midwestern town, blue collar. It's going through many, many changes right now economically. I mean, the downtown La Crosse is not going to look the same in just a few years. So I think it's just one of those places that could be any town USA. But here we are, you know, in a tri-state region.
Maureen, thanks a lot for joining us today and telling us about it.
Yeah, thanks, Veronica.
That was Maureen McCollum, WPR's reporter in La Crosse. She joined us to talk about President Obama's visit to La Crosse today.